Well, good morning, Faith City Church, once again. How's everybody doing this morning? That's good. Well, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there and all you dads watching online. And Father's Day is, it's a very cool day because I'm a dad. I like that day. No. But, it's a very cool day. It's a day we get to honor our dads and those special guys in our life that mean something to us. And, this morning we're going to talk about this a little bit. We're going to talk about Father's Day, but I want to show you guys something very, very cool. I want to show you the reason why I'm a father. Guys, you want to come up here? Get up here, guys. Come on, Timmy. Get up here, buddy. Ah, here he is. Hey, bug. So, this is the reason I do what I do right here. Amen? This is the greatest joy of any man is when he can be called a dad. I don't take this very lightly at all because I have three beautiful children, and I got a very beautiful, I got two handsome boys and one very beautiful little girl, and she's got daddy wrapped around this little finger right here, that one, that's where daddy is, and she knows it too. And then, it's awesome to have these little guys all the time. And messing around, they're growing up in church, and they love Jesus. And, it's exciting to see what God is doing in their lives. And so for a dad, this is very important for us because we guys, we are examples to these little ones. And then as they get a little bit older and they turn into this age group back here, we're still examples to them. And then as we get a bit older and you get to my age, I still look up to my dad, and he's still an example to me. And then, sometimes we get a little bit older and our dad passes on, but we can still look up to him as our examples. Amen. And so being a mighty man of God is very, very important because there's always eyes watching us, guys, no matter what. And you know what? You might not have your own children, but I guarantee it, there's people looking up at you. You might not be a daddy per se, but you're probably an uncle of some sort. You know what I'm saying? And so you're still being watched. And so we have a big responsibility. So thank you guys very much. I just wanted to show you off this morning. So go to kids' church, have fun. Oh. Yeah. You guys remember a couple years ago when I preached with Timmy strapped to me? Remember that? We got pictures of that. That popped up in my Facebook memories not that long ago. I was like, oh man, he's too big to do that with now. Need a wheelbarrow to carry that kid around. Amen. Well, this morning we're talking about Father's Day, and the title of my message is The Father's Nature. And so if you turn into your Bibles, our text this morning is going to be found in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And so that's 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, New Living Translation. And it says here in verse, I think I might have given you the wrong scripture verse for my text. No, I didn't. Sorry. Here we go. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. You see, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to see something. That, okay, some of us, we've had different scenarios with different fathers. Some of us, I'm very thankful for my dad. I have a great, born-again, tongue-talking dad. He loves Jesus with all of his heart. He's still on the earth with us today. I have two grandfathers that's actually passed on and gone to heaven. One was in the ministry for 50 years, The other one was a fisherman for just as many. And, it was just so awesome to see my heritage and where that came from. And I also have a spiritual father that's here with us this morning, Pastor Roma. These are some mighty men that I look up to. And I'm very thankful for my Christian heritage and for those guys, those mighty men that have spoken into my life over the years. And so that's something to be really thankful for. There are some people, well, their earthly fathers hasn't been so great. Their relationship with their father hasn't been the greatest for whatever reason. I consider myself very blessed, But some people, unfortunately, they haven't been so fortunate. For whatever reason, they might have lost their father at an early age or through bad relationship or through different scenarios or situations. Father's Day could be an actual very painful thing for some people. But see, I want you to realize something here. Put that scripture verse back up there for me, please. See how much our Father loves us. Now, we're not talking about our earthly Father, even though our earthly fathers, you know, love us, but we're talking about our Heavenly Father here this morning. And so if you're in this place this morning and that, you know, you haven't had a great relationship, I want you to know that you do have a Father and that He does love you. And look at this, for He calls us His children. You belong to God. Now, let me tell you something. My dad's pretty awesome. I absolutely love my dad. He wants to make sure that, you know, we're always taken care of. But how much more does our Heavenly Father care for us? You see, there's no comparison. I love my children with all my heart. I do whatever I possibly can. I try to provide for them. I do whatever I can for my kids. I just absolutely love my children. But for God so loved the world that He gave. And He gave. And He gave. He gave His only Son. You see, God gave Jesus for me and you because He loved us so much. Because He cared for me and you. That's love. That is love. All right, let's keep going here. See, our Heavenly Father is the best example of a dad. You know, today I want to show you throughout Scripture, no matter what your situation may be with your earthly father, that our Heavenly Father loves us and that He owns you. He loves you. You belong to Him. And that He only wants the absolute best for me and you. Like I said, our Father loves us. And like our text shows us here in 1 John, it says He calls us His children, and that is what we are. You don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel sad. You don't have to feel down. God's got you. Anybody ever feel down, sad, depressed sometimes? Yeah. You know, yeah, we go through struggles. But you know what? We don't have to stay there with that feeling. We don't have to stay there full of doubt and unbelief. We don't have to stay there feeling sad and depressed. Because God's got you. He sticks closer than a brother. He's our Heavenly Father. He's making sure that we are taken care of and that we are blessed. He cares for us. He protects us. He loves us. He heals us. Come on now. All those things. That's a good, good Father right there. In this passage of Scripture, we see we are called His children. My kids, they have some special rights and privileges that other children don't have. They can come into my house and swing the fridge door open and grab whatever they want in the fridge, especially Timmy. If you know Timmy, you know what I'm talking about, okay? He's 3 years old. He's 3.5 feet of pure savageness, that kid, I'm telling you. He is so spunky. I blame it on his mother, I swear. It's his mom. No. No, we don't know, because two of us were so laid back as children. Maybe it's our siblings. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway. So my kids, they got the right to come into the house, and they can grab whatever they want in the fridge. Now, some random kid off the street can't come into my house and do that. Like, what are you doing? You know? No, I do have some other kids that can do that. You know, Nathan and Kelly's kids, I'm Uncle Steve to them, and so even Jeremy shows up at my house, and he's a teenager. Hey, Pastor Steve, you got any food? Yes, Jeremy, you know where it is, you know? And I got little Jordan comes over, she calls me Uncle Steve, and then she comes over, and you know, she's just rumming around. One day, she disappeared and found her. She's crashed out on my bed watching Netflix on my TV in my bedroom, you know. So, like, it's just awesome, you know. But not everyone's got that right. But, you know, my kids, they can do that. Amen? You see, when it comes to God the Father, once we've accepted Him as our Heavenly Father, we have rights and privileges. You see, things start to belong to us. So we get to go into God's cookie jar and grab a cookie. Amen? We don't have to come before the Father with fear and trembling, but we get to come boldly before the Father. Amen? You see, we get to hang out with God. Just like my kids, they don't have to ask if, you know, if they want something, if they're set up an appointment to come and see me. You know, no matter what I'm doing, all of a sudden the door swings open and they're, hey, Dad, what are you doing? You know? Anybody else experience that? It's awesome. And that's what we're like with the Father, with our Father God. Now, let's see what our Father has for us. Well, turn into 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. The first point here is that the Father loves us. The Father really loves us. He cares for us. He loves you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God. And God lives in them. How many of you love God in this place? You got a relationship with God. That's right. Well, guess what? It's just not a one-sided relationship. Because he loves you. You're his favorite. Point to yourself and say, I'm God's favorite. That's right. God loves us so much. You know what? It might not be easy necessarily all the time to feel that love, but it's there. Sometimes when you're feeling sad and down, you don't always feel loved, but it's still there. Scripture tells us nothing can separate us from the love of God. You get that? Nothing can separate you from the love of God. So think about all the silly things you've done in your life. Yeah, old boy is right. You know, I've seen some of y'all Facebook. Y'all crazy. Okay? But nothing can separate us from the love of God. The Father loves us. See, this is a great example to us men here on the earth because you know what? We're supposed to love. We're not supposed to be distant and shut off, but we're supposed to love. Are you with me? All right, that's good. Let's keep going here. Look at John chapter 17, verse 23. John 17, 23. I and them, and you and me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. And that's in the NIV. You see, that's Jesus speaking here. And he's talking about how God loved him. But yet, God also loves us. God loves us. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that talks about love and about the Father's love. There's nothing that can separate us. God has no favoritism because we're all God's favorite. God loves each and every one of us equally. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for each and every one of us. I mean, everybody. You might think you're the most worst person on the face of the planet, God still loves you. It doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what you've said. God loves you. And with that love, there comes so many benefits and so many blessings. With that, there comes so much joy and peace. But we just got to activate it. We just got to know that what belongs to us. We have to walk in that love. Amen. Here's something else. That's really cool here. In John 3:16, we see here, God so loved the world that he gave. Giving is an expression of love. God loved us and he gave Jesus for us. You know, think about it. Someone actually laid down their life for you. That is love. This brings us to my next point. Because God gave, God's a giver. Amen? God's a giver. Hebrews 11:6 in the NIV version. I'm going to jump around a little bit. I don't usually use the NIV, but it worked out that way this morning. Hebrews 11:6, and without fear, it is impossible to please God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You see, if we go after the things of God and we go after and see what God got us for, he's going to give to us. He's going to bless us. He's going to make sure we have what we need. And actually, Scripture tells us that he's going to make sure that we have more than enough. So that means that's when you have more than enough, that means you have a bounty of. That means you have a plethora. You have more than. Amen? See, it's good that when you have more than enough money. It's good when you have more than enough groceries. It's nice when you have more than enough gas. Amen? Isn't that wonderful that when you have more than enough? You see, God don't want us to go around and be broke all the time. God don't want us to be going without. That's not the way God designed us. We are King's kids. We belong to the Heavenly Father. The place where he lives, the streets are paved with gold. And yet we're stressing out about gas money? Come on now. Where's your faith? Where's your trust? You see, God's a giver. We have to make sure that we know who the Father is, that we have a relationship with him, and that we are open up to receive all the good things that he has in store for me and you. God only wants to give. I love giving stuff to my children. I know Kendra gets mad at me sometimes because I would give absolutely everything to the kids. I'm just that type of person when it comes to my children. You know, my kids, some may call it spoiled. I call it blessed. So get it straight, okay? I love my kids, you know. I just want to make sure that they're happy and that they have more than enough, you know. And I'm not to the point to where they're spoiled, rotten kids. They understand stuff, you know. Ben started mowing the lawn, praise Jesus, this year. I've waited 9 long years for that moment, man. And I was sitting on the front deck, and I was just a tear. One single tear rolling down my eye. I was like, oh, Jesus, I've reached it, you know? And not to be outdone by her brother, my daughter washed my truck. And I'm going to tell you what. She done such a wonderful job. I'm going to tell you, she got in there with the vacuum, and she got nooks and crannies where I didn't even know there was nooks and crannies in that truck. I'm telling you, she scrubbed that thing. And I had to get some special wipes for her. She wanted to make sure everything was... And then she got in, she washed all the windows and all those things. You know, that's awesome. Now, I paid them to do that. But I got my money's worth, I guarantee it. And then little Timmy, he comes around with me, and he wants to be doing whatever Dad is doing. I mean, Miss Kendra, she works here at the church as well with us, but she also works part-time at a school. And so when she takes off to school, Timmy's stuck with Dad. Well, you know, if you know Timmy, that can be a very interesting time. Well, Tim, he loves snow plowing, and so in the wintertime, he's my sidekick, you know? And he's always with me, and he absolutely loves it. And here lately, I've been doing some other odd jobs, and he's with me working too. And so Timmy, he gets blessed for working with Dad. Now, for not always financially with him, it's mostly those slushies or those things from Tim Hortons. He likes those. Or Timbits. I pay Tim and Timbits. It's really good, actually. It's fantastic. I love this. I wish everyone I could pay in Timbits. It would be awesome. But you see, Timmy and Ben and Abby, you know, I want to make sure that they're taken care of. I'm a giver. I want to make sure my kids have more than enough. I'll do whatever I can to bless them with something. You know, like for Father's Day, they gave me a tent. Okay? I'm excited. I have a tent. Woohoo! But that means that I'm going to go tenting with my kids. So, you know. And so with that, that means, well, they're going to want this and this and this. And so we're going to have to get camping gear now. You know? Yeah, man cave. Yeah. So I'm excited because we get to go camping. So I go to get stuff for my kids to go camping with me. You know, it's just not for me. It's something that they're going to use also. You see, that's the way the Father is that, you know what? He gives us stuff. But yet, you know, he wants us to make sure that we're using it so we can glorify him as well. Are you listening to me? God is a good giver. God wants to make sure that we have more than enough and that we are taken care of. My children, as long as I have breath, they're going to have more than enough. They're going to be taken care of, I guarantee it, you know? And Kendra's the same way. Kendra, absolutely, she loves our children. And, you know, she's quite the mama, I guarantee it. She's super mom sometimes, I'm telling you, you know? Under her church clothes, she's wearing a cape, you know? The woman is something else. And so we want to make sure that our children are taken care of. And that's our example. I learned this from watching my dad, because Dad would always make sure that we have more than enough, you know. I've watched Pastor Roma over the last 10 years and on how he deals with people, you know, and how he loves people. You know, another man that has the hugest heart for giving is Pastor Ken. I'm going to tell you what, he'll give away your stuff to somebody. I'm telling you, he's something else. He's a big giver. But you know what, we've all learned these principles from watching and reading the scriptures and seeing what our Father God has blessed and given to us. Now, let me ask you this question. Anybody blessed in this place this morning? You woke up this morning, you got shoes on your feet, you got clothes on your back, you got a few dollars in your pocket. You're blessed. Amen. You got someone that loves you. Amen. You're blessed. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach myself happy. If no one else is going to get happy, that's fine. So the Father gives. So what type of giver is he? Well, he is the absolute best giver. He gives liberally. It says in James 1:5 in the New Living Translation. It says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. He will give it to you. He's very generous. The scripture tells us he's a generous God. So if you need wisdom, all I want to do, ask God. He'll give it to you. Some of y'all better start asking that right now. Especially you second-year Bible school students. Oh, too soon? It might be too late for some. Oh, 1 week left. Just saying. We like to, what's the word? I was going to say razz, but most people don't know what that means. We like to razz our second-year students. I like to razz our second-year students. Amen? You know, I tease the first-year students. I say, please don't turn out like those carnal second-years. But no, we absolutely love our second-year students. They're all right to troll Roxath. Okay, so we're still going here. So, James 1:5, he gives liberally. He's a very generous giver. God is not a stingy giver, and he doesn't hold anything back. You know what happens? We slow ourselves down from receiving from God. We're the one who cuts it off. We're the one that don't know how to receive. My kids know how to receive from me. If I hold up a $10 bill, it's like a bunch of piranhas going out. You know, it's crazy. You know? It's funny. You lose a finger if you I got something. You know, savage, crazy kids, you know? You see, we cut ourselves off a lot of times. We cut ourselves short from what God has for us because we step out in the wrong place. We don't do what we're supposed to be doing. We step away from God. You see, God never leaves. God's always in one place. He loves us. We already determined that. And he's got lots of stuff in store for me and you. But he wants to give us. And he's there just, you know, say we got this big long tube from heaven to our place. And here's God just shoving all these blessings down there. Well, for whatever reason, we're there at the bottom of the tube, stuffing stuff up there, trying to plug it. Doesn't make sense now, does it? We need to make sure that that blessing tube between heaven and earth is wide open so we can receive the benefits. We need to make sure that we're walking in faith. We need to believe that we're confessing the word. We need to believe that our lives are lining up with what God has called us to do. We got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. That doesn't say go after all the worldly things first. It goes go after the things of God first, and then God's going to make sure you're taken care of. Amen? Sometimes we get our priorities skewed a little bit, but you got to remember, God is a giver. God wants to make sure that we're going to get what we need, but we have to go after the things of him. Amen? Amen. He in 1 Timothy 6:17, we're still talking about what type of giver he is. Well, in 1 Timothy 6:17, it says he gives richly. In the New Living, it says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. See, now that tells me something here, too. God's just not just meeting your basic needs. Okay? It's just not like God's just like a food stamps. Okay? God is like the best investment pension plan known to man that we get to withdraw from at any point in time. Because here's the thing. God wants to bless us. And it says right there, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. You can't be flat, broke, sad, disgusted, and depressed and enjoy life. You can't. You see, God wants to make sure that you are enjoying life. God's given us an abundant life, a joyful life, an exciting life. Amen? So he wants to make sure that we got that. So God's going to bless us so that we can enjoy life. I enjoy life. Have you ever seen my Facebook posts or the stuff we got going on or the adventures we go on as a family? I enjoy life. Guarantee it. Amen? Yesterday, I got this little smoking barbecue grill thing, man. The thing is it's got me so excited, you know? I found it at a yard sale of all places, and I got a great deal on this thing. Man, I barely had it at the back of the truck, and I was showing the charcoal in it and getting this thing fired up, and I had burgers on it, man. I love that thing. But see, I enjoy life. I like kayaking. We like going kayaking. I enjoy hunting and going in the bush. I love fishing, you know? Those are desires and things that I love, and God, you know what? God provides. God always makes sure. My wife, she has things that she enjoys. Still trying to figure out what they are. But she enjoys things. Now, she's the one who got me into kayaking. It's something she wanted to do, and she loves it, you know? I can't yet get her to go out deer hunting with me yet. I don't know why. So just pray and believe with me that my wife will come deer hunting with me. I've had my children hunting with me. Ben absolutely loves it. Timmy, he's eagle eye. He sees deer where there are no deer. Driving down the highway, and all of a sudden he goes, deer! Ah! You're like, what? Where? Where? And it's like, oh, no, it's not. It's a rock. Thanks, Tim. You know? But a lot of times Abby's the same way. She likes bird hunting. She likes going for birds, you know? And so, you know, that's cool. That's a desire of my heart. I got three little hunting buddies in development. Kendall's going to be like, I get to stay home and be quiet. You know? Another side note, I just love talking about my kids. I'm sorry, I'm a proud dad. Timmy, last season we were getting our hunting property ready, and we were walking the property, and it's out in Nalu. And I said, Tim, okay, now listen. Now, there was nothing going on there. We were just setting up, right? I said, but I was training him. I said, Timmy, I said, now when we go in here, there might be animals, so you have to be very, very quiet, right? He said, okay, okay. So he starts walking like this in the bush. And then soon as one of the other kids would make a little bit of noise, he'd turn or whip around, and he's leading the way. He'd go, shh. And he'd start going. Okay? And I mean, he'd done this for the whole way. It was a nice little walk to get in there, and he tiptoed in. He was as quiet as a church mouse, man. And every time he heard a noise, he'd stop. And he'd look at me. Yeah? Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. And he'd go in. And the whole time we were in there, this is what he was doing. You know? And so... It's really cool to see those things because that's something I'm interested in. It's funny how my kids carried that through. And that's just a side note, and that was all free. That has nothing to do with my message. But we're talking about he gives richly. And, you know, their trust should be in God who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. God gives richly. He wants me and you to enjoy life. If you're not enjoying life, you're doing it wrong. I'm serious. Because we got to look at the things of God. Because if we know we have a Heavenly Father that loves us, if we know that we have a Heavenly Father that wants to give to us and we're not enjoying life, something is not right. We have to change our attitude. We have to change the way that we're thinking. We have to change the things that we're speaking. Okay? We got to change the way that we're believing in things because God wants us to enjoy life. Are you listening to me? And so, you know, it's very important that we start enjoying the things that God has for us. Here's another thing. In Romans 8, 32. It tells us that God gives freely. He do not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God gives freely unto me and you. He's not holding nothing back. He's not withholding anything. I can't give my kids everything. I just can't. You know? But our Father God, He's given us everything. Scripture tells us He's given us every spiritual blessing. He's held nothing back. He sent Jesus to die on the cross. He sent His own Son to die for you. He's held nothing back. Amen? Man, what a good Father we have. We have a good, good Father. You know what else is really cool about our Father? Is that our Father protects us as well. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3 in the New Living, it says, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Once again, you ever feel defeated? You ever feel sad? You ever feel down? You ever feel like you can't get through this? Well, guess what? God's got you. The Father's got you. Doesn't matter what situation you're facing, God's got you. You know, you might be this big mountain. This might be this big thing you're dealing with. Remember what we talked about when we were making a joyful noise unto the Lord. The Israelites walking around Jericho. That's a big wall. That was a walled city. When you study that place out, man, that thing was huge. But you know what? God had Israel. God promised them that promised land. And that was standing in their way. Well, you think about the promises that God has made to you and the things that He's promised you. Now, there might be mountains. There might be a walled city standing in your way. But you give it a shout of praise. Come on now. And it's got to come down. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to give you the power and the things that you need to do that. He's already given it to us. We just got to open up ourselves and receive. Amen? Amen. The Father protects. 2 Samuel 22, verses 3 and 4 in the New Living. It says, my God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. He is my refuge, my Savior, the one who saves me from violence. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and He saved me from my enemies. Man, that sounds like a good, good Father to me. He's got you. He is your protection. He is your guard. He is your shield. Amen? Anyone ever gone through something? Everyone ever been attacked? Come on. Anybody ever had a situation, a big situation in your life that looked pretty bleak? Seemed like something was coming, there's pressure coming in on you from all sides. You're caught between a rock and a hard place. God's got you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's got you. That's right. Hallelujah. We have protection from the enemy because of our Heavenly Father. That's a good father right there. You know, as earthly dads, we do the best we can to protect our kids. Okay? Like, I mean, we lock our doors, you know? We make sure that our kids don't run out in the street, you know? Timmy the other day, I got lots of Timmy stories, and he's only 3 years old. Timmy the other day, we were going somewhere. I think we were in a parking lot or something. Timmy just likes to run. He's got two speeds, stopped and full bore, okay? I don't think I've ever seen him walk more than five steps in his life. And so he started to run, and so actually what it was is me and the other two kids, we had already crossed the parking lot, and he was with his mama. Well, he didn't like the fact that we were ahead of him. So he jumped out of the van. Like, his mom lost grip of him, and he took off running. And so my spider senses, dad senses, I was walking this direction, kicked in. I was like, Tim. And I turned around, and there was a car coming. So what did I do? I actually jumped out in front of that car. And here was Timmy. He was almost getting ready to run out in front of that car. So I just stepped out in front of that car, missed the car, praise Jesus. And I grabbed Tim. I picked him up. And he goes, hi, Dad. It's like, kid, what are you doing? You know? But you see, that's the way our Heavenly Father is. He's protecting us. He doesn't care what's going on. He'll just walk into the midst of the storm and be like, settle down here. I got this. Hey? Remember when Jesus walked on the water and the disciples were all freaking out? You know? The storm was raging and stuff, and all of a sudden here comes Jesus walking on the water, and Peter's like, Lord, if that's you, let me come out. And then Peter started walking out on the water, and all of a sudden Peter took his eyes off Jesus, and then he started to sink. Remember that story? But then what did Jesus do? Jesus grabbed them, picked them up, and then they walked back to the boat. Amen? Because here's the thing. You don't ever take your eyes off the Lord because he's got you. He's going to protect you. He's going to guide you. Even though the storm might be raging around you, even though you might be sinking, it might feel like you're going down, guess what? God's got you. Just turn your eyes to him. He's full of protection. And all throughout Scripture, we see lots of stories and instances on God's protection, his chosen people, his children. How many people here belong to God? Oh, good, most of you. The rest of you, we'll have an altar call right after to make sure you're all born again. All right, so, but God has called us to be his very own children. And so, therefore, he's going to protect us. He's going to jump in front of a car in the Walmart parking lot for us. Okay? He's going to, you know, if the doctor says, no, you got this disease, he's going to make sure, that's my kid. When the bank account is laughing at you, nuh-uh, that's my kid. Because we are going to be faithful and diligent unto him and do what we are supposed to be doing. You see, when we're active and faithful unto God, things work out and are good. Amen? There's another thing. He cares for us. Woo, buddy. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Here's another good one. We don't have to feel stressed out. We don't have to be worried about stuff. Because as a good father, he takes our worry. He wants to make sure that we are comforted and that we are taken care of. He wants to make sure that we give all of our cares over to him. Not some of them. Not only ones, you know, on our Monday, Wednesday, Thursday cares. But our every day of the week cares. You know? It's so easy to get stressed out about stuff. It's so easy to have anxiety. It's so easy to be stressed out. Am I right? Anybody ever felt that way? But once you learn to get over into God and cast your cares over upon him, he's got you. He's got you. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's got you. Amen. The Father cares. Casting all your cares upon him. In the Living Bible, it says, let him have all your worries and cares. For he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Once again, God never takes a break. God never stops watching over you and being concerned about you. God is always, you know, you hear the story these days, or the thing, Big Brother's watching. Well, Big Daddy is watching all the time. God's watching. Now, some of you teenagers, that should be a good reminder, too. God's watching. God's watching. My mom used to freak me out when I was a kid with that. She goes, Steve, God's watching you. I know, Mom. Steve, God talks to me. Oh, yeah. I'll be good. I'll be like, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. It worked. I'm just going to instill that into my kids. No. All right, here's another one for you, and then we're almost done. He takes care of all of our needs. So not only does he cares for us and that we cast our cares upon him, not only does he protect us and that he loves us and that he gives to us, but he also takes care of all of our needs. In Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 8 in the New Living, it says, don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. So even before you ask the Lord, he knows what you need. He knows what your situation is. He knows exactly what you've been dealing with. Hallelujah! Isn't that good? Isn't that good? He knows. He takes care of all of our needs. Philippians 4:19 says, and the same God who takes care of me will supply all of your needs from his glorious riches, which he have been given to us in Christ Jesus. He will feed us. He will provide for us. He will bless us. He will make sure that we have more than enough. He has what we need. Amen? Amen? Everyone stand on your feet this morning. As a dad, I really want to do what I possibly can for my kids. I want to make sure that they're taken care of. I love all my children, and I only want the absolute best for my kids. You know, some of us in life, we've had our dads and different men speak into us, and some more of us, you know, we've had it a little rougher. But I want you just to remember this, is that you have a heavenly Father, that he loves you, that he gives to you, that he protects you, that he cares for you, and that he takes care of all of your needs. You do have a heavenly Father. You do have someone that loves you. You do have someone that cares for you. Now, I'm very thankful for the men that's in our lives that are mighty men that have shown, you know, us the way to God, that have shown us to be examples of godly men. I'm so thankful for Pastor Roma, for my dad, Craig, for my grandfathers, the different guys that have spoken into my life over the years, because they've shown us and they've shown me on how to be a better person, on how to love God. Now, my challenge for me and for all you guys out there is that, what type of example are you? And are you being a godly example? The challenge is to look at your life. You know, I've given you a few things this morning about what God is like. But we're supposed to have those things, guys, in our lives as well. Everybody, we're supposed to have those things alive in our lives. Now this morning, with every head bowed, every eye closed, we don't like to close the service without doing this. But if you're in this place this morning, you say, well, Pastor Steve, I need my Heavenly Father in my life. I need my Heavenly Father, whether it be for salvation or that you need to get things back on track with God. If that is you and you're in this place, I want you to stretch your hands up right now. Lift your hand up right now. If you need to get back on track with God. Yeah, I see those hands. Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah, I see those hands. Anybody else? You need to get back on track with God. You know, you're dealing with hurt or something. You know, you just need to make things right. If that's you, come on, raise your hands. If that's you, there's hands over this building. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you to do something really bold and brave here this morning. If that's you and you raised your hand, or you should have raised your hand, I want you to come up to this front, and we're going to pray with you. We're going to believe with you. Amen. So you make your way up to the front right now. We're just going to... Thank you. If you raise your hand, don't be afraid who's around you. You want to get back on track with God. Come on, you raised your hand. Should have raised your hand. Come on up. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Let's just worship God in this place, church. Everybody in this place, just stretch your hands towards heaven. Hallelujah. We're just going to sing that chorus. You're... Let's just worship him for a moment here. Get back on track with God this morning. You want the Father's love and you want to feel on the inside of you. Make sure everything is hunky-dory. Come on, you get up here this morning.
It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you.
It's who I am. It's who I am.
It's who I am.
Okay, so you're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you, that's who I am, and that's who I am. See, we're declaring this morning that God is good and that he loves us. Now, those of you that came up here this morning, you're making a rededication onto him. And that's not something to be taken lightly, because you're getting things back on track with God. The Father's love is going to fill you, man. But now it's a two-sided relationship, and this goes for everybody that's listening to me this morning. It's just not that God does all the work, because you got to understand something. All the work's already been done. Jesus already completed the work over 2,000 years ago. Now it's up to us to do what we're supposed to be doing. You see, God loves us. God gives to us. He blesses us. He wants to make sure that we have more than enough. He doesn't want us to be down and out, but he wants us to be victorious. We are overcomers. We are winners. We are healed. We are blessed.
Yes.
That all belongs to us. Amen? So let's all pray this prayer together as a church family. And let's all mean it with our hearts that we're rededicating our lives to God. That it doesn't matter what you're feeling on the inside, even if you don't feel good right now, it's an act of faith that God is doing something in your life. Say, Father God, today I choose you. Be my Father. I'll be your child. I love you, Lord. Thank you for loving me, for blessing me, for providing for me, for being my Father, for loving me, for choosing me. Today, I commit my life to you. 100% I belong to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just sing that chorus again. Thank you, Lord. Let's just worship him in this place this morning. Come on. Let's just stretch our hands towards heaven all across this auditorium. Let's just declare our love for him.
It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am.
Sing it again one more time. Come on, let's just declare.
You're good, good.
You're so good, Lord.
It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Amen. 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 Well, I don't know about you, but I am so glad that I have a Heavenly Father that loves me. I am so glad that I have a Heavenly Father that provides for me and takes care of me. Amen? Amen? Hey, how's everybody doing now?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Now, all you dads, we have a gift for each and every one of you. It's a brand new sports car! No, I'm joking. Sorry, I had an Oprah Winfrey moment there. You get a car, you get up. I'm joking. Sorry. No. We have a little present for all you dads, and just a little token of our appreciation. And so we love you. Happy Father's Day. I got a nice big steak with my name on it. And then after service, go on down to the fellowship hall, come and meet somebody. And hopefully you enjoy your day. Amen? Be blessed.